And we're on. Hey guys, another episode. Oh, do your funny voices now. Do it now.
Oh, hello everybody.
Hello.
Hello, hello, hello.
This is Bossville Radio episode 20.
I already did the thing for it this week too.
Excellent.
I just took care of it. Knocked it out.
I see last week's came up today.
Knocked it out ahead of time. Knocked it out today.
For those of you who are a week behind, perfect.
All right.
Yeah, John. Yeah, Ryan. What's up, guys?
And there's Griff.
Look at him. It's me. Yeah. We got a podcast to talk about. But since there's absolutely nothing to talk about, let's talk about other stuff first. That's exactly what I was thinking. Everybody
is that
needs
like
to
the
just...
preview for Watchmen?
No, it's a preview for Inception.
Oh. Same thing. We had this discussion, what, 5 episodes ago?
What?
Yeah, it's the Watchmen trailer. Or not.
Was it?
No, it's the Inception trailer. You got me all messed up. The Inception trailer.
The noise? Yeah.
But then there's all those parodies of it.
Oh, so, where they overdub it on top of like Kermit the Frog or something.
Right.
Got it.
Yeah.
You guys ready for Tron?
Oh, dude. Do you have a sweet Tron wallpaper on your phone?
Yeah, of course I do.
Oh, Christ.
Matches my glowing hoodie.
That's a pretty cool sweatshirt you've got there.
I know, Jen got me the best sweatshirt in the entire world.
Dude, you're ready to go see that in 3D, right?
Yes, I am.
It's going to have to happen.
When is this happening?
Was it December 14th? Something
it's
like that?
The, yeah, it's the 15th, 16th.
I believe it's the 14th.
Oh, 14th?
Whatever. Look it up.
Tuesday?
Bring it up. We get the power of the internet.
Be there. Podcasting live.
From podcasting live.
You can just
video podcast.
We can just bring the recorder
video
in there.
Podcast.
That's right. Yeah, I'll bring a camcorder and we'll tape ourselves in front of the movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we'd have the camera facing us and they can't see the screen. Just our reactions to everything.
Yeah, exactly.
That'll be the best. Whoa! You can totally see your boobs.
Oh, dude, that'd be awesome.
Dude, he's blue.
Daft Punk is in the movie.
Daft Punk is in the movie. Heard that soundtrack too.
So is that old guy? Who's that? The dad.
Wesley Snipes
is in this movie. Awesome.
Do you mean Jeff Bridges?
Yes. Yeah. This is who I'm talking about.
Yeah, Jeff Bridges, both young and old versions. Jeff Bridges 1.0 and 2.0.
Yeah. Jeff Bridges.
Jeff 0.0. That's my favorite reality show.
Oh, I see. They filmed this 20 years ago.
Uh huh.
And then they're like, well, I'll see you in 20 years.
Yeah.
They started doing it again.
Sorry to sidestep into the world of video games here for a moment, but I had this thought recently, and this that what you said triggered it to me is, do you think that Kristen Bell didn't record any new dialogue for Assassin's Creed Brotherhood, and it was just all leftovers from Assassin's Creed 2? Because I was thinking back on it, and there was never really any moments of her like talking to Desmond about current events. Like, it was all pretty much still in the vein of, like, we need to keep going. This is so stressful. Yeah.
There was some stuff
you can do it, Desmond.
Said...
Tell us when you're there.
Well, there was some joking stuff in the beginning when her and Desmond were going through that little cave.
Uh-huh.
They had quite a lot of dialogue during that section.
My thought was it pertinent to the situation going on, or was it just sort of, like, dialogue?
Yeah, because they were, like, bickering. Like, making jokes, poking at, like, how they... They were basically flirting.
Huh.
Yeah, that happened.
All right.
Yes,
Griff. I don't remember.
She got paid like $20 and a donut for an afternoon's worth of time. I would agree that her dialogue in there is very skimped.
I can't think of anything where she had any major speaking roles that were memorable or pertinent to the story.
That's for sure.
Well, thinking back to Assassin's Creed 2, like, there's a lot of moments where she was talking directly to Desmond about the situation at hand, but in this game, it seemed like there was none of that.
I never exited the Animus once I entered it.
What, in Brotherhood?
So, yeah. So, I don't
know what's wrong with you guys.
I don't know what happened.
Wait, I thought you said you almost got all, like, the achievements. Didn't you get the Find One Relic?
I did that after I beat the game. I played through the extra, like, 2-hour segment so I could... back out of the Animus, which was really fucking annoying, playing through the beginning of that game again.
Sure it is.
Speaking of really annoying, Assassin's Creed Ubisoft server is really annoying me.
Oh, they didn't work last night.
I tried to play Assassin's Creed 2 again.
Oh.
So I could get those 3 missing achievement trophies, and it took forever.
You were
going to
do it all again, huh?
I don't want to do it, but I want to do it. I spent the time to get all the freaking feathers and every stupid.
Why don't you just write Ubisoft? Just write them a letter.
Or a snail mail letter
so that they know you're serious.
Here's a Polaroid of me totally not naked standing by my account holding my driver's license in front of my TV that says I totally beat this game. Yeah. Can you just forward me the trophies?
Can you just make this happen for the love of
Please.
God?
Patrice Desolé would do it.
While they're at it, can they give me my riding costume back? That would be nice.
Yeah.
Fucking dumb.
Whatever, dude.
And if you want to go ahead and give me Assassin's Creed 3 since you're helping these two out.
It's not done yet.
Okay.
It's not done yet.
I wager it'll come out in 2012.
That's crazy talk. I don't know. I think that's...
I don't know. World ending? No. I think they want to push this before the world ends.
Hey, well, but that's the point. Like, I'm telling you, how awesome would it be to push out that end of that game in the year that it
finishes? Yeah, that's a good point. That's a really good point.
You put it out in November 2012.
Yeah, except watch it get delayed 1 month.
Shit!
Or like 3 months, yeah. And then it just misses up a little bit.
Shit! Well, I don't know what month these games are taking place in, so I mean, they could put it out anytime in 2012. I mean, they could do a March 2012.
Yeah, but what if you're like playing as Desmond in 2012
I'll be there to
and
save
it's
him.
Like sweaty summer, and the game came out later.
And the whole...
You're like, late! Lame. Late.
They gotta time that shit.
Yeah. Word.
Well, in the event of world ending, just come see me.
Okay, right. Mr. Brian Cusack.
Yes.
that's your new alter ego.
How many do I have now?
Brian Cusack, yes. That's the actor's name, right? He was in that movie with the planes and the arcs and
yes,
the giraffes. Guy. It's terrible.
I didn't see it.
There was also some RVs.
There was a motor.
And limousines.
And there was
any kind of big vehicle is in that movie.
Mm-hmm. What was the actor's name who played the crazy dude?
I saw this movie like 2 years ago, man.
Zombieland, man.
Is that Michael Cera?
Yes, he was in that film. Don't you remember? He played the giraffe.
Yes.
Who you talking about?
Oh, Zombieland. You're talking about Robin Williams.
Yep. Yeah. Mrs. Doubtfire, Zombieland.
No, I know who you're talking about now.
Ed Harris.
No.
Ed Harris. No, just go with it.
What? I don't even know where you guys are at.
The dude who...
Natural Born Killers.
Did you see Zombieland?
Yeah.
Who is the main character guy?
Drawing huge
blank. Oklahoma or whatever.
Yeah.
Dr. Duru. I can't remember either.
Hey, you have a computer in front of you.
Dude, that's cheating. Brain or bust.
I'm
anyway,
not right now.
So those movies.
Norman Rockwell?
Norman Rockwell. Yep. That's right. Johnson & Johnson.
I need to blow my nose.
I do think it's Ed something, though.
No, it's not
Ed. Sullivan.
It's not Ed. I promise you.
No, maybe it's not Ed. Damn it. Ted?
Ted. Kaczynski.
It's you and naming criminals.
I just Ed Harris criminal.
Ed Harris is close though.
Ed Harris's performance in Black Ops was criminal.
Oh, that's right. He was in there, wasn't he?
Mm-hmm.
I played some of that. The Black Ops.
Harrison Ford. In The Fugitive as
I think it's Eddie something.
Eddie Guerrero Jr.
No. I think it's Ken.
No, it's not Ken.
Zombieland 2.
Nice, no, good. I'm glad that's happening.
Don't look into BS.
Way to use IMDb, cheater. We can keep this going for many more minutes.
Well, I looked up Zombieland.
Zombie.
Zombieland.
Oh, man.
Zebraland.
Well, I don't know where we're at anymore. I don't know what's going on. I don't even know if I'm in the right room.
Oh, I have to see this.
This is our other podcast, the movie podcast.
The movie podcast. Oh, shit. I showed up on the wrong day.
Woody Harrelson.
Woody. See?
Eddie. Woody Allen. Woody. Right?
Yes.
Right, Jen? Oh, boy. Super inside.
You were close with Ed, though.
Woody. I said Eddie, so.
I forgot the name already. What was it?
Woody Harrelson?
Oh, Woody Harrelson.
But Ed was close.
They're brothers. Same people. It's like John Voight and Angelina Jolie. Same person. Same person.
Awesome.
Emilio Estevez, really? Like,
oh, Charlie Sheen?
Yes, they're brothers. Is that not the weirdest thing in the entire world?
What?
Charlie Sheen and Emilio Estevez are brothers from the father of...
Half-brothers?
Was it the father of Sheen or Estevez?
Their original name was Estevez. And then what's the father's name?
The father changed the name, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then Charlie kept it, but Emilio took the original name.
Yes.
Well, you guys are crazy.
I know, right? What? Gosh. What is Charlie Sheen's father's name? Why can I not...
Martin Sheen.
Do I have to do it?
Martin Sheen.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, Martin Sheen.
The Elusive Man. Come on.
What?
The Elusive Man. Come on.
Is it really him?
Oh, yeah, thanks. Yeah.
What the hell is wrong with you?
I was just blanking out.
His name is The Elusive Man?
Did you play Mass Effect 2?
The Elusive Man. Cyborg guys.
Yeah. Wait, who is that guy? Why do I want to smoke a cigarette?
Speaking of cyborg guys, dude.
Oh, man.
Deus Ex, Human Revolution looks so good.
It have does. You chosen your pack yet?
Yeah, I've chosen my pack.
Yeah.
Both.
Actually, yeah, both. I have not. I don't really care. I mean,
as
I
long
care,
as you get that game, right?
Out.
The game comes out.
I think, well, like I said last week, potentially in March.
Oh.
Maybe.
Is that there anything right? left before Christmas
no,
it comes out?
It's over, man.
It's over. Game over.
We are
Tron nothing just, to look for when
Tron
I open
came
up
out.
My Christmas gifts.
No, Tron came out, so you're done.
What? No. It's done.
Oh. You have a gun.
I have old games. I have, no, I'm good. You're I got everything. No. So, you guys want to talk about video games?
Yeah.
All right.
Go.
Migo?
Go.
Migo?
Amigo. Okay. Amigo.
Amigo.
Go.
I played not a lot this week since I've been busy with other things. But I did end up buying Planescape Torment.
Oh, yeah?
Yep.
Do you like that? Like that?
How's
that going?
It's okay.
Tell me about that.
It's old. 1999. Black Isles.
Revolutionary graphics, right?
Well, you know, it's top down, that sort of thing. Like, it's reminiscent of Diablo if you need to put a mental picture in your brain.
I want to play this game already.
But it's not Diablo. There's a ton of text. Like, there is
like
so,
Legends,
so,
more like
so,
Baldur's Gate.
Yes.
Legends
so
of Zork
much
meets.
Reading. So much. No typing. Just
damn.
So much reading.
Oh, man.
Which is fine. I mean, I'm not opposed to it. It's just a very plodding game. The cool thing is, though, whenever you die, if you do die, you go back to the start of the game, but it's not like a reboot of your... It's kind of hard to describe. Like, you are sort of awoken as this thought dead body in the sort of mortuary, like this mistaken dead body. But you wake up there and you have to make your escape. So if you ever die outside of this place when you escape it, you go back there and you have to get out again, which is kind of cool. Like, you don't lose anything, but you just have to go through that process again. And there's so many different ways
like,
to do it.
Sounds ridiculously like...
if you like options, Planescape Torment is the game for you.
Options.
It's very much like a Fallout... You know, a Black Isle sort of game where it's like, if you want to just kill everybody, that's fine. Or if you want to dialogue tree your way through things, that's fine. Or if you just want to do half a thing and then lie to somebody about it, that's cool too. Or whatever. It's crazy. There's a lot there.
Sweet.
I'm getting a little burnt out on it though, honestly. It's
already?
A lot.
No, 1990, how many hours did you put in? Two or three?
No, I've played more than that. It's probably close to like eight hours, but it's just a lot of time. It's a time sink of a game because there's like it lacks the elegance of modern game design when you're in sort of open world and quest based games, because you'll get to one quest and then the dude's like, oh, that's great, thank you, now if you want to, you know, complete this quest, you have to go and do this next step. I'm like, okay. And then he's like, go to this tavern and talk to this guy, and I'm like, well, I have absolutely no idea where this tavern or that guy is, and nobody has any sort of distinguishable features on them that I can really like. That guy has a metal arm. That guy's wearing a black hood. Like, that's really all you get.
Sweet.
So it's difficult because it's old, and it's hard to go back to
it's quite retro.
Yeah, but I don't have anything to say that is bad about it. Like, it's good. It's really cool dialogue.
The only thing bad you have to say about it is.
No, the only bad thing that I have to say about it is I can't fucking find a vendor to sell all my rags and
ugh,
junk.
Yeah,
bloody
like crappy
rags.
Yeah, bloody rags and and rusty daggers. Like, nobody wants to buy that stuff.
No. Scrap.
You know, right?
No.
And I don't want to just. I just don't want to drop it somewhere because I don't know what'll happen to it.
Fall into nothing.
Yeah. But honestly, that's really all I've been playing. I mean, John, you watched me play a little bit of Pac-Man DX.
Yes.
Which you played as well. I played the demo of it.
Pac-Man Championship Edition DX. Is that what it is?
Is that what the full name is?
I think so.
Okay. It's really good.
It's good.
Yeah.
It's good?
It's really good.
Very reminiscent of like
Kinda
Geometry Wars.
It.
Yeah, is it? It's was it
$10? I hope it's less than 10.
Geometry Wars?
Yeah.
It's a Pac-Man Geometry Wars
game? Yeah.
Well, it has that like progressive score carrot that's always in front of you that's like, hey, you just if you do a little bit better, it'll be awesome.
Yes.
But there's a million different modes.
So there's different colors that come out?
There's different colors. There's
as you go further.
Heavy techno music.
Awesome bumping.
So it's made by the Germans.
Uh-huh. Yeah, house music.
Yep.
But yeah.
Bandai in conjunction with Daft Punk.
It's not Daft Punk. It's too awesome. It's too heavy for Daft Punk.
It's more like Rammstein.
Rammstein.
that's pretty heavy.
Rammstein needs Pac-Man.
You don't get much heavier than Rammstein.
Yep. Gobble, gobble, gobble.
Yeah.
All right.
Killing ghosts, though. That's great.
Just eat
a line of ghosts.
Dude, especially when you start like racking up those ghosts and then you get that power pill and you just mow
just
through them, and at some point the game's just like, just
game
do
it.
Just mow
it
yeah,
it's
out. You can get it.
For?
I don't know the price.
No. For what system?
Whatever you like, except for the
Xbox
Wii.
Xbox and 360.
The good ones.
And 360. The original Xbox and the 360.
It's not
PS3 and Xbox 360.
Oh.
Good stuff.
All right, I'm excited.
Good stuff.
That's it. That's all I've been playing.
Okay. Go check it out.
Cool. Tried to play some Assassin's Creed, but that's
right. I'm sure the achievements in the game are ridiculously impossible.
I didn't look at them. I don't think you can look at them when you only have demo.
Yeah.
You can.
Not on PlayStation.
All I have to say about that.
True. Fair point. I mean, that's weird. You can look at the achievements on...
Yeah, I think you can. Huh. I think once you have it downloaded, you can look at it.
You can look at the achievements before you get the demo.
Really?
It's an option. It's like download game, view achievements.
Crazy.
Huh.
That's
cool.
Weird.
No, and like the other awesome thing is like for Xbox, you can actually earn achievements in the demos, but it won't give them to you until
like,
you unlock full game.
You have earned achievement. Do you want to buy the full game?
Okay.
We'll give them to you if you pay us
like
money.
Like Crackdown did.
Yeah, kind of.
Or you've got 30 minutes to
yeah.
get
yes.
these 10
yeah. yes.
You get the demo achievements, but we won't actually give them to you until you pay.
Yeah, or
until you pay the monies for it.
Yeah,
yep.
That's the only thing.
That's how pinball. I've been playing a lot of Pinball FX. And
I was really tempted to get Pinball FX.
Oh my god, it's so good! And a new marble pinball came out today.
What?
Yes,
dude.
Iron Man, Wolverine, Blade, and
Spider-Man.
Yes.
Spider-Man.
I'm Spider-Man.
I would totally play a Spider-Man.
Spider-Man.
I'd pay $40 for Pinball FX if they had a Spider-Man table.
And Batman.
No, fuck it. I just want Spider-Man. Or Pumpkin. I want a Pumpkin table.
Come over the house. We're best friends.
Oh, man. I also played Majin, The Forsaken Kingdom.
I saw you play that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Demo.
Not the whole thing. Graphically, that thing looks really impressive. Like,
yeah, really.
I mean, like, it's not like, it's just really high resolution. It's not like shitty blocky animation stuff. It's
for what you were expecting.
What I was expecting of this game and what I'd seen in screenshots, it actually holds up a lot better than that. It kind of really reminds me of, the one Prince of Persia game that was like the diversions from Prince of Persia. Prince of Persia
for
everything. No, Prince of Persia. Ubisoft watercolor Prince of Persia.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
The fancy, awesome, 2008 Prince of Persia.
The no-die system?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
The no-die system. It looked pretty much kind of like that.
Really?
It's the same kind of thing going on.
Kind of cel-shaded.
Not that same art style, but just that same kind of feel for the aesthetics going on there. What's going on?
It's fine. Everything's fine. Everything is fine.
There's explosions. Yeah. Everything things on fire.
Is fine.
This explosion, man.
We're not reaching our usual peaks. I was just concerned. Oh, okay.
So I mean that's kind of cool. Their control scheme is really good for what it is. Being able to control that giant golem person, dude. The combat is decent enough by yourself that you don't feel like you have to rely on him completely. But he is there for your benefit, so you should use him.
Can you put him on autopilot?
No. Well, you can tell him to attack a target, and then he'll kind of attack, you know, whatever's closest to him at the time. But you have like sweet combo moves you can do with him, and you can tell him to like push over weak walls to crush dudes. The boss fight thing was kind of cool because he'll like distract the boss, and you can like cram your giant metal key thing up.
You just have a thing for key things, don't you? Yeah. Sword keys.
When did this podcast go porno? I mean, come on.
Day one, dude. Day one. Been that way. There's been episodes where it's just been John and I, and you don't know what's been going on.
No idea.
You missed the memo.
Oh. What else? I've been playing more. I've started to play Fallout New Vegas.
Uh-huh.
And I've started to have problems with Fallout New Vegas.
You're not making hard saves. That's your problem.
Well, apparently that is my problem, that I need to be saving every 5 minutes at the least.
I thought that was fixed.
At the bare minimum.
Dude, don't ever trust a Fallout game with an autosave. Never.
Yeah, apparently
ever.
I can't. Like, and this one's worse than Fallout 3, though. Like, Fallout 3, I didn't have that many problems with this shenanigans, but, like, this one just, like, it froze up on me, so I decided to not play. And then when I restarted it, though, it was just, like, I realized that when it froze, it was freezing in the middle of a loading, so it didn't do the autosave. So I had to do some of the same stuff over again. And it's just like, bleh. It can be aggravating.
Do not want.
It can be aggravating. But at the same time, like I said, it is more of that Fallout 3 with some extra cool stuff in there. I did start to get some of that like love for it in there, like going into like creepy rundown place and like investigating stuff that's in there and just being like, oh hey, look at that, there's these weird raider dudes in here. And
have you made it out things. Of the first town yet?
Well, I got run out of the first town, remember?
But you haven't encountered any new civilizations after that?
I've been to a couple of outposts. I went to Prim. There's a casino there, and then there's a hotel casino that has a roller coaster going through it.
So yeah, that's like the next step into...
That's who you want to be the sheriff. Who do you want to be the sheriff?
Who you want to be sheriff?
Oh.
That's what you have to do.
Oh, I left that town.
Yeah, you're not missing anything.
Like, I was like, it's on the quest list. I'll come back to it if I care about it, but I don't know.
Do you want it to be good, bad, or a robot?
Like,
robot.
What I've really started to notice is, like, when they started to tell me, like, yeah, all those guys in there are part of the Powder Ganger Gang, or Powder, what is it?
Powder Ganger Gang.
Powder
Gangers.
Powder Gangers? Is that what it is? Powder Gangers?
Power Rangers.
Powder Gangers. And it's because they like to Powder use Rangers. Sticks of dynamite to, like, attack their enemies. And I'm like...
But they don't.
Well, they do. And when they do, I notice them doing it, and I shoot it.
Like you've done in every Fallout
I
game.
I shoot the dynamite.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just like, oh.
You got a quick kill?
Bam! No, it blows up.
Have you never
like,
done that before?
Never shot dynamite.
It's the staple
thing.
In Fallout 3, they didn't have dynamite, but you could shoot grenades too.
Yeah. All the time, you just hit the vats when somebody, even if they haven't thrown it, if it's like in their hand,
yeah, just,
you can target it and
just
shoot
that sucker.
No shit.
Yeah.
Yes.
God, that would make things so much
it
easier.
It is awesome.
It wrecks them. Also, shooting weapons is very advantageous in the beginning of that game because it's just like, if they have, like, I saw some dude kick open a door and he had a flamethrower and I was like,
I know where you're at.
Like,
you were rescuing the sheriff of Prim.
The deputy.
The deputy. That's
Beagle.
The one.
I didn't care for him.
Beagle sucks.
That's the quest I played, remember, like 6 podcasts ago, that everyone was just standing around going, hey, how you doing?
Oh, really? And none of them did anything to you?
Yeah.
Crazy.
I would kill them one by one and they were just hanging around.
Awesome. That would make that a lot easier. No, I had a pretty decent time because, like, they would start shooting at me, but I would shoot their gun out of their hand, and they would go for the dynamite, and I'm like, whoa, that was a bad move. You should have just tried to punch me to death.
Yeah, you can shoot gun out of hand, too.
You can shoot...
I don't like doing that because then you deplete the durability of the weapon to zero, and if you pick it up, it's worth nothing.
Yeah. If you break weapons from people, then you can't really, like, you're breaking their weapon, essentially.
Breaking
you can't.
The point of killing them.
I don't do it all the time,
but... Yes and no.
If the
Like maybe early on. Well, I would say later on. If no, maybe not.
Well, later on, you can just kill him in two hits anyway. So
I prefer not to do it.
I do it when the mood seems right and it seems like it would be advantageous for me to
when
do it.
The mood seems right.
Right.
That's what I do.
I shoot the gun from the hand.
Yeah. Well, it's just like if like now more so than ever. It's like, well, now I don't have armor-piercing rounds yet, but if I run into a dude wearing heavy armor and he's got a gun, I'm going to try to shoot that gun out of
Forget
his hand first.
Forget armor-piercing rounds. Just going to say that.
Really?
Complete waste of time.
Oh, God.
All form of bullet besides regular bullet are pretty pointless.
Really? There is no need to get armor-piercing rounds because once you get different guns later in the game, they have certain armor-penetrating values to them.
Oh, I see.
So there's no point in just doing that.
Okay.
Yeah. Or else the suggestion is to just recraft all the bullets as like the flesh damage rounds.
Okay.
And then
aim for head.
No. You do that, and then because even if you shoot them in the head, they'll still have that armor.
It's the armor property, which
just
dumb.
Science. It's
dumb.
Just it's
science.
It's just old D&D nonsense. But you use the durability soft tissue rounds, and then your weapon has enough armor penetration value that you're not really losing anything in that switch. So you're like, let's just do this.
Yeah.
I'll just do this.
I did have an AK, I think, or the some form of an assault rifle with armor-piercing rounds.
Yeah, there's a standard issue rifle or an issue rifle or something in the game
that I've seen. NCR.
Yeah, the NCR, like, issue rifle. I don't know, like, service rifle. That's what it was. I haven't got one yet.
Service carbine.
Yeah. But...
Carbine?
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
That's a good gun.
Yeah. I haven't got it yet. I've still
got... 3-round burst. Oh, no, carbine's one shot, I think.
I've got, like, a 12-gauge... And varmint killer.
Ugh. Oh, get rid of that guy.
The old varmint killer.
And then I've got a 9.
There's not too many varmints out there.
I got a 9mm and a 10mm, and I got a 45.
Yeah, it's funny they gave you both those guns.
I dropped
the
10mm. I was like,
The 10mm?
Yep.
It just seems like there is not enough ammo for it.
This is a dumb gun.
It's slightly more
powerful. Because one of them I had like 300 bullets, the other one I had 50.
Well, this is what I was telling John, is you felt the ammo thing is kind of worthless, but... I like the 9mm gun because I could actually use the iron sights, and I had an upgrade for it, and I had nothing for the 10, but I had a bunch of 10mm ammo. So I just went to the workbench, stripped all the casings and the primers and everything out of all my bullets, and then recrafted them as 9mm rounds.
Yeah.
Cool. So then I was like, great, now I don't have to worry about this.
Cool.
I didn't know you could do that. Didn't realize.
Yeah. I just don't seem to think that, like, my survival skill or my repair skill or any of that is going to be high enough that I want to give a shit about doing any of that. So, like, me crafting bullets, I'm just like, I don't really want to.
What are you doing skill-wise?
Skill-wise, I do it the wrong way, according to Griff, where I just am all stealth.
What did I say? Is it wrong? I think stealth is good.
No, there's no like, wrong way. Like, I just completely...
Well, no,
there are wrong ways.
Yeah.
And that would be, like, to put everything into like... Yeah, unarmed. That's like
no.
Really?
That's fine too. The wrong way to do it is to try and evenly distribute your points.
Oh yeah, that's
not
crazy
focusing
talk.
is the biggest downfall.
You need to spec yourself out in a way that makes sense. Like
right.
If you're gonna be a stealthy dude
and stick to it.
Yeah,
if you're gonna be stealthy, then everything
into science.
You instant win.
Beat the gun. Unlock some.
Do everything into science and then do everything into laser weapons and then
there you go.
Rocket. Just be amazing at that point.
Potato launcher.
Yeah.
Nuclear hands.
I would. Part of me would really, really like to try that. That game, just like on heavy weapons and like heavy armor.
Dude, when do you even get heavy? Like, I guess you get the flamethrower.
Flamer and like a Gatling gun and laser Gatling gun.
I just never cared for heavy weapons in Fallout games.
Rocket missile launcher.
Well, the first Fallout 3, there weren't very many heavy weapons. So.
Fat boy.
There was
Gatling
everything
gun,
there was in this game.
Missile launcher.
I guess Flamer. I never got them.
Yeah.
Stuff like that. I don't know.
Gatling laser.
Gatling laser.
Fat boy. That was fun.
The fat man.
I mean, there was only,
fat
what,
man.
10
I
bullets
fat
for
boy.
It?
Fat boy. Sounds better.
Whole game?
Hmm?
The fat man?
Eventually, you can get that really awesome one that...
Yeah, that thing's stupid.
The cluster fat boy.
The,
Does that use, what, 10 bullets at once?
No,
instantly shoots 10 rounds.
But it only uses one, though, doesn't it? Oh, it does?
Yeah.
It just dumps.
Yeah. Just
is it instant kill for
rounds.
No matter who's on the screen?
It
no,
should,
it
sure
shoots
better be.
10 nukes, dude, and then you get 10 dice rolls on 10 nukes.
Well, hey, if you're aiming at a behemoth,
you
should kill something.
You really only need one for a behemoth. Like, that's what I found about Fallout 3 is... You don't need to put points into heavy weapons because you can just use them and they do enough damage that it doesn't matter.
Right. I'm really experiencing that learning curve again. It's not a learning curve anymore. It's just that, like, right now I'm only level 3, and so it's just, shit's ridiculous. Shit's rough.
Uh-huh.
Like, I can take out, like, all the low-end stuff pretty easy, and I can take out dudes pretty easy.
The dogs.
But then all of a sudden, if a rad scorpion comes over the hill, I'm like, shit, I gotta go for high ground.
I know exactly what you're talking about. Going mm-hmm. up. Yeah, I died like 3 times there. Yeah. Just rad scorpions out of nowhere.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I just run away from them. I just run away from them and jump on top of a rock.
Get into a house.
And then just stand there until they get bored and they run away.
One of the best things, one of my favorite moments is when I came across that, like, Mojave Flats or whatever it was. That racetrack that's right near Prim. And there were ants, giant ants.
Oh, yeah, I saw those.
Yeah, I got that.
And they didn't breathe fire. That made me so happy.
Oh, yeah.
And I just killed
supposedly
all of them.
There are still fire ants.
Supposedly, yeah, there's still fire-breathing ants, but these ones didn't breathe fire, and I was so happy. Because that was one of the first quests in Fallout 3 that you would run into, and I hated it.
Yeah,
Fire ants? Yes.
That did suck. That was an ordeal.
I hate ice ants myself.
Ice ants.
Watch out for those.
I hate wind ants. Or heart ants.
Lightning ants?
Heart ants.
I heart ants.
I heart ants.
They just try to love you and love you.
I heart ants.
Oh my gosh.
So Fallout New Vegas.
That's good.
Yeah.
I enjoy it. I think there's a lot of stuff going on.
There's a lot, and
none of it really like piques my interest. As like, yeah, that'd be really cool to make ammo for my guns and stuff. I don't really care. I could just buy ammo or just loot everybody's body.
Like both you guys said, like there's really no good tutorial or walkthrough or information about any of that.
There isn't.
Like, here's this bench. Yeah. You can craft ammo here.
Yeah.
I didn't know you could craft ammo.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then it's like
just a bench.
It has all these different options, and it's like recycle flamer fuel, and you're like, I don't know.
Recycle it for what? Drinking water?
What do I recycle it into?
Also,
does it make it better?
Am I crazy or
recycling's good?
Fallout 3, like if I drank water, I just got straight up hit points, right?
If you drank regular water.
No, just any, like, if you
water,
ate or drank any food.
Hit points and rads.
Well, it depends on the water.
What I'm saying is, like, you just got points, hit points straight up for it.
Yes. Yeah.
New
in
Vegas,
game,
it's
a timer. It's overtime. Yeah.
Grr.
I like this a lot more.
It makes sense to me, but I don't like it.
I like it because if you stack a bunch of them,
it just, like, does it compound itself? Just
yeah,
like,
so you're like, I'm going to eat all these cactus berries or whatever, and
you have, like, super regeneration.
Yeah,
you
and you
Wolverine
just take bullets
for about 20
and
seconds.
You just maintain full health, and you're like, what of it? I just ate all this gecko meat.
I just drink a gallon of water. What now?
I feel great. I feel like great.
Bullets do nothing.
Electrolytes.
And then the other thing was, like, as for tutorials that don't do shit, dude that tried to teach me how to play Caravan.
Didn't do it.
I was like, I don't even know what the fuck I'm doing. Like, there are numbers on the screen and there are cards, and maybe I should listen to that holotape he gave me.
No, he doesn't. He gives you the holotape and he's like, do you want to play? I did the exact same thing, John. I was like, this can't be too difficult. It's a video game card game. Can't be that hard. Started playing. And I was
had no idea what.
It gave me like 2 rows of cards. And I was like, pick your cards.
I'm like,
I'll choose all the jacks.
I don't know.
Is that what I'm supposed to do?
I don't know what good cards are. And Jokers. Then I didn't realize Jokers. That aces wiped a board. And I'm like, oh, so you're supposed to play those on the other person's hand?
I don't know.
Fucking weird.
It's probably a real card game.
I'm sure it'd be entertaining as shit, but they do not.
Well, if I read the holotape, if I listen to the holotape, maybe it would be better.
Yeah,
but I did.
Maybe if I listen to the holotape. But after I got swindled out of something, I was like,
I just don't care. Like, whatever.
Give me your money, I'm gonna win it.
There's enough money in that game.
It's
that you
not
don't
like
need
Dead Rising
it.
Poker.
No, it ain't no DR poker.
DRP.
DR2 poker.
DRP. Yeah, no, that's it. That's all I had.
You played some zombie mode with Hunter?
Oh, yeah, I did do that. I played some Black Ops. Played some multiplayer Black Ops. It's pretty fun.
You played
it's
some
more,
zombie mode.
It's more Call of Duty.
Shooting zombies.
That's the first time I've ever played zombie mode.
Yeah?
And I died.
How'd you feel about boarding up windows?
It's boring. Yep. Like, shooting zombies, putting up boards. I don't understand what the draw is.
In the later level, you don't really have time to shoot up or put up boards.
Okay.
You get to around, like, 15, and it's just run and shoot.
It's fun. Like, it's kind
of. Can you do
fun
that with just more than two people, though? Can you do, like,
yeah.
four
players? Yeah, four players. Okay. And
I could see how that could be more entertaining. But
to get to, like, the higher levels, you have to have four people.
My problem with it is there's just no end. Like, it doesn't. Like, it's not like Horde mode. It's not like Halo, whatever. There's just.
And there's no, like, clear defining, like, this is the end of this round. Like, it just seems to, like, transition, right? Into it, so I don't really.
Well, no, there's a definition. There, you'll get a feel for how each round ends.
It's like pack mode.
Well, I know it puts
pack mode. Yeah.
I know it puts one. It puts
it's
like tick marks.
Plays pack mode.
Just try to get as many points as
I'm
possible.
I'm all pack
man.
Mode right now, bro.
Oh man.
Yeah, I don't know. It's fun, but it's been done before many times.
Yeah.
See, this is also a game old. Like, this wasn't the last game. It was in actually two games ago, World
Bam.
At War.
World at War was when zombie mode first.
And
episode,
it's the same exact
episode.
Game.
Yeah, no, from what I was, yeah. It's
same thing. They're like, hey, we'll just throw it in here too.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh my god, you can totally play. You don't have to beat the game to do it.
Oh, dude, type it in.
I'm not even playing the campaign.
Zombies.
That's what I would have been more interested in.
Sean?
What was it?
Sean?
Zombies?
Zombies.
Zombies.
Fucking zombies. I'll get you, man.
Oh, man.
Is that it, John?
That's it.
What about you, Ryan?
Take. All I have been playing
is pinball.
Pinball FX.
That's great. I've
got flippers going
that makes
in
me
my
so
head
happy.
Right now.
The flipper noises disgust me. That is not how
ka-chunk,
flippers sound.
Ka-chunk, ka-chunk.
I don't think I can make the.
Ka-chunk,
correct.
Ka-chunk, ka-chunk.
Yeah, it's because you're not made of wood. Ka-chunk,
ka-chunk. Oh, I'm not?
No.
Okay, you got me.
Yeah. Pinball.
No. Pinball FX2, everybody get it. I had to download every single table. They're only 200 points each. Just because I was like, awesome. But now I'm tired of this table and I got another table. And now coming out, like right now, is the Marvel Pinball table. Which
what?
I'm going to go download that as soon as possible.
Nice.
Just pinball. Been beating everybody's high score and...
How is your wizard score?
Dude, I got the first Avatar Award, which is like Mickey, the sorceress from Mickey.
Mickey Rourke?
No, you know, the sorcerer.
Nick Cage?
Yes.
Nicolas
yes.
Cage?
His cape.
Oh, his shoes?
Jensen?
I don't know. It's just what? Like a sorcerer.
Jensen.
Look. It's a sorcerer looking cape.
Okay, from Disney, the sorcerer dude, his name is Jensen.
I thought that was Merlin.
No.
Merlin,
yes.
Yeah, Merlin.
No,
that'll
work. His name is Merlin. His name is Jensen. It's Disney spelled backwards. Alucard.
Oh my gosh.
Alucard is Dracula.
No way. What? Get out of here.
Whoa.
Yeah, did I just explode your brain all over the room?
So you got a what of what? You
no,
got a Jensen?
First Avatar Award for 5,000 Disney points.
Disney points,
for,
yeah!
For 5,000
Go
Disney
do it, Disney.
Score.
Just like you play. The greatest thing ever.
Disney Store.
It's like a sweet.
His blue cloak. Or,
yeah, something like
sweet.
That. Sweet. Yeah, I got that. And now the next one, it jumps up from 5,000 to 100,000. And it took me a long time to get 5,000.
Uh-huh.
So I don't see 100,000 happening, but I'm going to give it a try.
Is that for, did you say for wizard score?
Wizard score, yes.
Okay, but the weird thing about wizard score is it's dependent on like your
how many
friends
you
have
and their
who
high
have
score,
the game.
Yes,
and
how many tables they've played.
And how many tables you've played.
Yes.
And how many tables you own.
So you're telling me for you to get this, I'm going to have to download that
yes.
and download
and
all,
buy
the
all the tables.
Sweet.
Do it.
You want to give me like 20 bucks?
I was actually thinking this. Like, I'm going to get this.
How do I make this?
I'll give 800
just,
points to
I'm
John
I'm just
going to
make a couple accounts right now. I'm going to buy this game a couple times and be friends with myself.
No, but you can if you get an extremely ridiculous score on a table or all tables, you can get it yourself.
Hey, dude, I will agree to download that stuff if you pay for it, and I will play it. I will even play it.
I'll spend my time, my precious hours.
I will
hours.
Actually go out of my way to play that game for you.
No, it's an awesome.
I'm
game.
Just not paying for it.
Download the demo and tell me you won't.
Oh, okay.
The achievements are so much fun too.
Defy me to download that demo and not want to buy money for it. Well, I've already got to buy Pac-Man.
The problem is I buy it on PlayStation 3.
Oh. How do they have it? Oh. For PlayStation 3, everything's different. I was reading about it.
It's all mirrored.
No,
Bizarro
like,
world.
They don't have wizard score.
Uh-huh.
You have to put, like, each pack is a different game.
Uh-huh.
Like, What? Pinball FX 2 for what? 360. You download the game, and you can choose what tables you want to download from this main screen.
Okay.
And I was reading...
Wait. So if you download the game, how many tables do you start out with?
None,
but you have 13 demo tables.
Okay, the game is free.
It's just a wrapper.
Okay.
Like, it's like Game Room. Like, you can have it, and you don't have anything in it. You just have it.
Okay. So it's like the cheese containers at the Hy-Vee store. Those are free, but I have to buy the cheese to put in it.
Sure. That'll work. If you want to think of it like that. That's awesome. Absolutely.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay. Excuse me there. And then,
just think about cheese and I get all phlegmy.
Phlegm cheese.
Single slice American cheese.
No, but anyway, the game, like, it has the tables for Pinball FX1, and that's strictly for Pinball FX1. Pinball FX2 and the tables for that is a separate game. And then the Marvel download is also a separate game for PlayStation 3. So that's three separate games. And Pinball FX is all just included in that one game.
Huh.
So, Don't get it on PlayStation, are you kidding me? Try to...
I don't get it. I have to look at it.
You still don't get it?
Yeah, I get it, but I don't get it. Like, I understand it, but I don't understand why it'd be done like that.
I don't either.
Jesus. Just
PlayStation trying to be dumb.
They do that well. Yeah. Thanks, Chad. Everybody has text chat.
I've got some good achievements on Assassin's Creed 2, by the way.
You have some good achievements?
Assassin's Creed 2 or Brotherhood?
2.
2?
Yeah.
What, do you have the last 3, you asshole? I wish I had those 3.
I'm just saying.
I've got them.
Done.
I'm just saying.
I don't know why you don't finish it, John. You're so close.
Finish what? Like 100% that thing?
Yeah. It's a feathers.
Wait. Assassin's Creed 2 or Brotherhood?
Yeah, Assassin's Creed 2.
Brotherhood, I could probably do that, except for the multiplayer ones. I would be kind of interested to try the multiplayer ones, because the multiplayer is at least fun enough.
I've got a friend that is level 44, I believe, on multiplayer.
Yeah, but those people...
He's just stabbing dudes all day long, isn't he?
No, actually, this guy, I'll give him credit. He's got a job, he makes a lot of money, but... This is all he plays now, and he wanted me to play last night, and I was like, no, that game's not that fun. It's okay, but it's not the greatest.
You're playing pinball instead?
Yeah, I was.
Opt out. Like, I'm sorry, man, I'm just gonna
high score right now, man. I just opened up the gauntlet. I gotta fucking do this mission right here.
It's got the Marvel pack, hold on.
Wait a minute. We'll be back tomorrow.
Pinball FX rules.
I'm using my flippers on the Green Goblin, hold on.
Are your flippers just the triggers?
Or the bumpers.
Either or.
Oh, what happens if you start alternating?
And then tilt is left stick.
Why would you use anything but the bumpers?
Because sometimes the ball, like, sometimes.
No, that's cheating.
You know it's coming straight down the middle.
Tilt. I mean, why would you ever use the triggers? Like, the bumpers seem more pinball button-y.
Yeah, I suppose.
Oh, I don't.
You know what I'm talking about.
The bumpers, you also can't do sensitive. I don't think the bumpers are a button, but they're push sensitive.
No, but I mean, flippers aren't sensitive. They're on or off.
Yeah, what kind of pinball games are you playing?
Download the game and look, or try it out.
That is nonsense.
Yeah, flippers are on or off.
Yeah, exactly. flippers are one or the other.
Red light or green light. There's no yellow light involved there, sir.
I'm just going to give a little tippy tap.
I'm just giving a nice
love.
It
love
seems
tap.
Like when I slam the button, lob it the ball up there. Goes crazy.
I think that's a problem with pinball, though. Is like when you're like, I'm just giving this extra little, and then it's going to go further. I really mean it.
So is there like a way for you to like hack the game and get in there and like remove the tilt sensor and the thing and just jerk it around?
It's ABAB, up down left right start select.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Sweet.
Well, I've heard that there's a way that you can just go into like the pinball cabinet information, like the scrolling marquee in the lights. Like, I hear that you can go into that and just like mess around with the system settings and like go through all the sounds, go through all the lights, go through all that stuff. So maybe there is a way that you can in fact go in there and turn off the tilt sensor.
Well, the tilt center is pretty generous.
Is it? Like, it's not like a real tilt center, which I could never understand when I was playing pinball.
Yeah, the bang tilt.
How does a tilt center sensor, isn't it like, I feel like it's like some kind of like
it's
swinging pendulum.
Yeah, it is. Thing. It's like a circle, and then it has this weighted ball in the middle of it. And then depending on if you rough it up too much, it'll make that full circuit connection and say, hey, no.
Hey, no.
And if you just take that ball out, right?
Yeah, then, or you can just like cover it in something.
You just cover
like
it in foam.
I'm gonna go and check out and see if I can cover my tilt center in foam.
Well, it's like a 30 Microsoft point download for foam, and then you can use that to spray it on your tilt center.
Yeah.
Also, you can download the 50 point pack, which is a bunch of rubber bands that you can use to close up some of those the dead ball zones.
Yeah.
Something
those drop points. In
I
the
just
side.
Remembered yeah. something you two might be interested to at least check out too. Street Fighter 2 pinball machine.
Yep. It's kind of a bad board though.
Mm.
It's okay. Once you figure it out though, it's you can get some points.
Kind of boring.
Yeah.
If I play like a computer
pinball
computer video
virtual pinball.
If I were to play some sort of pinball in the clouds, non-real life
rescue 911.
I would want pinball that is pinball that could never exist.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Like, oh, they have that.
No, like my favorite pinball game of all time. This is gonna make you guys lose your shit. Favorite virtual pinball game of all time was Timon and Pumbaa's virtual pinball game when Lion King came out.
Okay. I never really played it.
Amazing.
Sonic Spinball.
Just be happy.
Sonic Spinball was really good, Kirby's too.
That pinball. Was pretty crazy.
Kirby Pinball?
There was a Metroid Pinball.
Metroid Prime
but
Pinball.
Timon and Pumbaa take it for you.
No, yeah.
Over all of those.
Amazing.
Is that a song by those two? The happy song?
Hakuna Matata.
It
means no worries for the rest
of
the
day. No, and like part of that thing was like you had to spell Hakuna Matata like for extra points or extra balls or something. I don't know.
With some extra balls, you just gotta spell.
I would want completely crazy pinball, not your average.
Dude, have you ever like
pinball.
Played like preloaded Windows like pinball?
Yes, yes, I have. I love the music. It goes da 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 da.
Yeah.
Da 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 da. I played that a lot in
those
high
are
school.
Pretty good.
All you had to do was what hit Alt F2, I think, and it popped up in the old Windows.
Oh, maybe.
I don't know.
I haven't done it forever. I don't even know if it's on my computer. It should be, by all rights.
I don't know. XP is when I played it.
I have Vista, so.
It was a long, forever ago.
Back in the day.
Back
in 2006.
Back in 2002.
Oh. NT. Oh, XP?
Was it like Space
XP.
Pinball?
Yes.
Yeah.
Space Command, Space
yeah,
Pinball.
Yeah, like a rocket ship and stuff.
It was like a Buzz Lightyear knockoff, man.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No, I'm serious. This pinball is pretty fun.
Okay.
The one I just...
Excalibur. I'm serious.
Excalibur.
You give me the Microsoft points, I will download it.
I'm thinking about doing it.
Christmas, right around the corner.
I'm serious. You should get a PlayStation 3.
Yeah, you should.
Having to pay for separate games and achievements not actually coming up.
Me and Griff do it all the time. I don't know what you're talking about.
What do you mean pay for separate
games? No. Griff is the only one that has a problem with achievements not showing up.
Yeah,
I never update my stuff. That's why my stuff never shows up.
See, I like updates. And I know you can't update your stuff either because it shuts the game off. So
every once in a while, I have problems with updates.
I think it's your PlayStation Network account.
It could very well be, but like it's so freaking finicky. Like one moment it'll be completely fine, and then the next moment it'll be like you're just not gonna get the update for this product.
So weird.
Yeah, like Vanquish was like, no, you are not allowed to update this game.
Can't do it.
You are not. Do you want to see the leaderboards? Which we don't even have an option for you to access the leaderboards. Is that okay? And I was like, I guess. Oh. Can I just play it?
Excuse me while I go get a PS3, guys.
Yeah. I don't, maybe the Slim has some firmware.
Well, how about this? Do you want all of your achievements to start automatically posting to Facebook? Because PlayStation sure as fuck does that.
I'm pretty sure I don't want that.
I bet there's
like
a,
every time I update my trophies, just like spam of all of my.
Yeah.
Well,
I'm
no, there's
sure
a,
I don't
there's
want
a Facebook
relatives
Xbox
knowing.
Live app, so like people can just go on and look at your.
Pretty sure I don't want my relatives knowing that I'm.
What are you friends with your relatives?
Yeah, don't do that. That's crazy.
That's tough. The only way our family communicates.
Through Facebook.
You could be playing video games like
Uncharted 2, Uncharted 1.
Or I could play Heavy Rain. A 2-year-old game.
Heavy Rain.
Sweet.
A 2-year-old game? Uncharted 2, dude. Game of the year last year. Game of the year. It's
already been a year.
Game of the year.
Huh? Not our game of the year.
Well, no, it's not our game of the year.
I don't know.
But that's true. Fair. Fine. There was some dispute.
The only game I really want to play that I can't is Infamous.
That's the only one?
That's the only one? God of War 3?
Oh, I suppose God of War 3 and that one shooter, Resistance.
You're not missing much on Resistance.
No, you're not missing much on Resistance. Maybe Killzone.
Yeah, I missed much on
Killzone. Resistance 3 looks pretty good.
3D Game Heroes, dude. That's where it's at.
Man. I saw you play that. I felt like I played it before, but with better graphics.
What?
Did you?
3D Game Heroes? No. They've never been better than 3D Game Heroes.
Like the Super Nintendo...
Super Nintendo Wii.
Zelda,
they weren't
a Link to the Past.
They weren't better than this.
No, they weren't. It didn't. It's same.
Water effects were not better, and you couldn't make a sweet car show up. Or shark.
You couldn't play as a shark.
You couldn't make a disgusting, like a mutant, cancerous blob that was your character.
Wait. Let's all be serious. You couldn't create your Link own. Is pretty mutinous and you cancerous already.
You couldn't create your own character.
But in this game, like you could have it be, you could have like a dong. And then when it attacks, it turns into like an exploding sun. And then when it blocks, it becomes...
Sounds like a regular Friday night to me, man. It
becomes Tom Green. Like, you could do that.
Well, now I'm not getting it.
I'm just saying, you could if you wanted to. Yeah, no, it's all right.
I think I'll be all right.
I think you're
all right. I think I should get a PC first.
That's not a bad idea.
Yeah, that's a pretty good idea. I'll support that.
Personal computers.
Yeah.
They're great.
Something.
Why not?
At least a laptop.
Have we talked about everything that we play?
We're good. We're running on rants.
Oh, I played some pinball.
Did you play any pinball?
I played some more Super Meat Boy.
Ooh. Nice.
Dude, there's a part of that game.
I heard that game, like, there's a part of it. Like, no matter what kind of gamer you are, there's a part in that game where you'll just throw the controller.
Oh, no. It's impossible. I have reached that part where I'm like, I don't even know how I don't know how the game gets any harder than this. Like, I reached that point where I was just like, I hit a wall and I'm like, there's no way.
Would
like,
you get the I want to be the guy level?
No. Oh. No. There's just like part of the game where
like
there
there's
are
a
so
level
many...
that's incredibly hard called I want to be the guy.
It's to get the I want to be the guy, the kid character, that his level is the hardest thing in the entire game.
Really? Crazy. Yeah. Because, I'm in a part right now where I'm like, I can. See how to do this, but it's gonna be really, really rough.
What world are you in?
The fourth world.
Oh, you're only halfway there. Is that the salt factory?
No, yeah, that's hell. It's hell. No, I finished the salt factory. The boss for the salt factory is Dr. Fetus takes a shit and shits it into a molding device that molds like Bizarro Meat Boy, which is like Shit Boy.
I think we talked about this before.
Did we?
No,
talk
we didn't
about
talk
this?
About, no, we didn't talk this exactly.
I'm pretty certain we talked about this before.
Shit Boy?
Yeah.
We talked about Shit Boy.
Poo Boy?
But not in the Salt Factory, because last time we talked about this, you had not been to the Salt Factory.
No, yeah. Well, because...
We talked about this Dark Meat Boy before, though.
Bizarro Meat Boy.
Dark Meat Boy.
Dark Meat Boy.
Dark Meat Boy.
Yeah, the wing.
Oh, man.
No,
so, what do we got? News?
We got news? Well, we don't. Would be moving on to news now if there were... What? You want to take a break? That's fine with me. I'm fine with a break. Hey, let's take a break. See, Hey, we're back from the break.
Back.
Let's talk about video game news or the lack thereof. Because it's the end of the year and there's nothing to talk about
I can't believe there's nothing out, like, right now, though.
Why?
Don't believe it.
Pinball.
No, this is what happens.
Pinball FX pinball. Is out. Marvel Pinball is out.
Pinball.
I don't think there's anything else coming out either. Like,
well, we'll get to that in a moment.
January.
DC
January.
Pinball is going to be a good month or two.
Mortal Kombat versus DC Pinball.
Oh.
Yes.
Get over here.
Exactly.
That's
yes. Mortal,
the noise
speaking
that happens.
Of Mortal Kombat, Kratos will be showing up as a character in the new Mortal Kombat game.
I'm sorry, what?
Kratos
when
will
did
be
this happen?
A new character in the Mortal Kombat game.
When is he either Marvel or DC?
Is this both Xbox and PlayStation?
Yes, actually. No, I suspect it's only going to be for. It's The official announcement is going to come out in January with the PlayStation magazine, the official PlayStation magazine. The official magazine.
How will Kratos work in 2Ds?
How will Kratos whoop everyone's ass?
They're 3D character models in a 2D plane, right?
Right, but still.
Like, he'll be all right.
Kratos is a lot of whipping around.
He'll be all right.
Is he going to say get over here?
I don't know. This makes me not want to get it for PlayStation 3 now.
Kratos. Wait. What? Okay, so if Microsoft...
I don't think you should be talking about Kratos.
If Microsoft pulls a... Well, we want to have an exclusive too, and they throw Master Chief in there.
What would his, like, I can't think of anything.
Dude, he just wields the sword.
Just a gun. Yeah. Like Master Chief just pulls out.
What if they had an elite?
A space laser.
But what else could they do? Shepard, maybe? But that EA owns rights to that now, so you can't do Shepard. Fable. Fable dude.
Yep.
Yeah.
Peter Molyneux.
Yeah. Peter Molyneux. FMV Peter Molyneux. Peter Molyneux. Greatest thing.
Peter Molyneux.
Done.
As,
set.
Yep.
Game set. Match. Versus Alan Wake.
Yes, Alan Wake.
Flashlight. Why doesn't it work?
From Alan Wake. The bus tornado.
Yeah, tornado. That's right. The bus in it. That'd be great.
Yep, that would be it. That makes perfect sense.
Great sense.
Yeah.
There's nothing.
Comic Jumper.
Huh?
Comic Jumper guy. Captain Smiley.
Is that Xbox only? Microsoft owns rights for that?
I don't. It's Twisted Pixel, but they're exclusively through Xbox right now.
I suppose that's true. Limbo Dude.
Yeah. That would be a character.
There you go.
We've got a great idea for this character. Black.
Yeah.
Meat Boy Man. Yeah. Meat Boy.
Yeah, Meat Boy. Meat Boy Boy. Just runs into you and gets you all sticky.
Ah, Pinball Guy.
Pinball Guy.
A pinball.
Oh, man. No. Just a pinball.
No, it's like that Voldemort guy or whatever.
What?
What was his name?
Voldemort?
No.
Yeah, there you go. Harry Potter.
Did you change into anything?
Morph?
Yeah.
Which... What?
Marvel? Is it Marvel guy?
What are you talking about?
No, it was I think it was Voldemort. Soul Calibur?
Voldo? No.
Oh,
Mojin. Yeah.
Soul Calibur, a guy that could turn into anything.
Mojin was the wood dude in Tekken who could
had everybody's powers.
Yeah.
Or it was.
Oh, you're thinking of Shang Tsung who could have everybody's powers,
Shang
right?
Tsung. Yeah.
Shang Tsung. Yeah. Yeah. That's it.
In Mortal Kombat, Shang Tsung was a character that had everybody. Yeah. Your sword is mine.
Oh no! What they could do is Crackdown.
Crackdown, dude.
Yeah.
Agent.
Dude. Agent.
Agent. Guy. Agent.
What are his fatalities?
That would sell
just
so much.
Like,
that would sell.
He'd
so
basically
much more.
Be just like Jax. His power.
What about the guy from Ninja Gaiden? Wasn't that only Xbox?
Yeah.
Good point. Yeah. It Hayabusa. Could be some Ryu Hayabusa bullshit.
Yeah. Yeah.
There you go.
There you go. Ninja versus Ninja.
Yeah. Crazy. Some DOA crossover right there.
Yeah.
Ooh. Mortal Kombat versus boobs.
We've got ideas here.
Yeah. There you go. There you go. I'm trying to think of some other stuff I can do.
We'll think about this later.
John Marston.
There's also some speculation. Some internet hacker gangs busted into some stuff. Supposedly there's going to be more characters that are unannounced. The list of which goes: Goro, Quan Chi, Striker, Noob Sabat, Sindel, Cabal, Shao Kahn, Smoke, Shang Tsung, Ermac, and Sector as a human.
Oh, see, whoa. The guy from Limbo wouldn't work. They've already got that guy.
Yeah.
Noob Sabat, same guy.
Word.
So basically everybody that's ever been a Mortal Kombat character are the rumored ones. Great. Yeah, the only one you didn't mention was like Sentara.
We've been outdone, by the way. The news article that I'm reading says that the character who should be in the Xbox version is Banjo and Kazooie.
Oh!
And their animality is they turn into a fudge hog. Tip of the hat, sir.
Oh man, no, that's good.
Wait,
good
that's
stuff.
Two characters though.
Good
that's
stuff.
Two characters.
No, Banjo and Kazooie. They're never separate though.
Wasn't Noob Saibot and Smoke was two characters, right? In one of those stupid incarnations. No, but they were two in one game. Like you could switch between both of them in one dumbass art incarnation of.
No.
Like let's
Mortal
say it
Kombat
was
3 Ultimate
Armageddon.
Was Smoke and Smoke were. Cyborg Smoke and regular
Armageddon
Ninja
dude.
Smoke.
Did you play it?
No.
I want to say.
Well, there was a lot of games
where on the
fly
where... switch between Noob Saibot and Smoke.
Oh, that's crazy.
One true. Was like pure black, like void palette swap, and one was Cyborg.
Yeah.
And when you're playing a match, you could switch between.
That's
both
crazy.
Of them.
That doesn't make any sense.
No, it doesn't.
It doesn't.
The last MK game I played was the first one for PS2. What was that?
Deadly Alliance.
Yes.
That How about big poopy turd?
Yeah. That awesome
it
game.
It was fun. Yeah, with no or Kenshi.
About what's her name?
Quan Chi and Shang Tsung.
No, Kenshi. Blind Kenshi.
Oh yes, Kenshi.
How about what's her name from Perfect Dark? Do that.
Oh Joanna? Yeah. Joanna Dark.
Yeah.
How about what's his name? The alien from it. Elvis.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Sweet.
You play as a floating gun from
How about Darth Vader? And Yoda.
Yeah, that's... Darth Vader and Yoda. Yeah.
Makes all like, fighting Darth games
Vader
better.
Darth Vader with the Yoda
I think
backpack.
Darth Vader was in a Soul Calibur game.
That's what I'm saying.
Soul Calibur. You just
throw a little Star Wars into any fighting game and it makes it better. That's what happens.
Yep. Apprentice 2.
That's what happens.
Yes, Starkiller
2.
Squared.
Yep. Got it. Anyway, let's talk about other things that are happening right now.
Like
not much, honestly. Neo Geo Station is going to be coming to the PlayStation Network.
What?
It's going to be sort of... There's not a lot of details on it right now, but basically you'll be able to play Neo Geo games on your PlayStation. $8.99 per game that you download. And then... Yeah... That's it.
Okay.
December 20-something.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is a game
December 21st. What?
There is something coming out.
Well, the list so far is Fatal Fury, Alpha Mission 2, Magician Land, King of Fighters 94, Art of Fighting.
94?
Yep.
Awesome.
Samurai Showdown, Baseball Stars Professional.
Is that year
94? Metal Slug,
or is that
League
like
Bowling.
94 Fighters.
Year 94, Super Sidekicks. The only one on that list that sounds appealing to me is Metal Slug or Fatal Fury. The end.
Hooray.
Not a big Neo Geo fan.
Meh.
Never really got into it.
I like phones.
Do you?
Yeah.
I like turtles.
Do you?
Yeah.
Awesome. Glad we're on the same page.
Excellent. Let's talk about news we've got up here. So, Miss Splosion Man.
Yeah.
Trailer is on the website. Splosion Man's gonna have a sequel.
Hooray.
Miss Splosion Man. She's got a bow. She's pink.
Ms.
You get it?
Ms.
Excuse me, Ms. Splosion Man.
Not Ms.
It blends. Ms. Splosion. Ms. Splosion Man. The Splosion. The Splosion.
Ms. Splosion. It's supposed to roll off the tongue.
Ms. Splosion. Excuse me, I had a Ms. Splosion. that's really, just check it out on the site.
I like that it's inverted colors from Pac-Man.
Yeah.
She is pink. The bow
yellow
is yellow.
Bow. Good point.
Vice versa.
Good point. Yeah, nice.
They could have taken
good eye, John.
They could have taken the low road and made her yellow and do the pink.
But... Yeah. Potentially two more Super Street Fighter 4 characters.
Yeah.
If you look in the Japanese arcade trailer for Super Street Fighter 4, they have a screen that shows Ryu and Akuma in different colors, like really pissed off looking Ryu, and then blue and white Akuma, and then PlayStation or Capcom blog said yes, it is evil Ryu, and there's no word on who officially the Akuma, what they're officially gonna be calling the Akuma. Is it Shin Akuma? Is it Oni Akuma? Nobody knows.
Evil Ryu and nice Akuma.
Yeah, evil Ryu, nice Akuma.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Friendly Akuma.
Yeah. That's the name of my avant-garde movie.
But it's only going to be it's only going to be arcade.
Well potentially, this, yeah. You know, if they're making it for arcade, they'll port it or they'll bring it as
nice.
If you can download Yang and Yung, what are their names?
Yeah.
Those guys. If you can download
skateboard and roller.
Yeah, skateboard and roller skates. So roller skates. If you can download both those guys, presumably you'll be able to download anything else they make too.
Yeah.
Yin and Yang, or Jung and...
Young. Wang.
Yeah.
Everybody Wang Chung tonight.
Mm-hmm. Yun and Yang.
Yeah.
Word. Wang Chung, buddy. That's good. Now you got me thinking about other stuff right now.
Oh, man.
That's it, man.
Dude.
That's it.
That's all we got?
Oh, no, sorry. There is one more piece of semi-significant news. Tomb Raider is getting a reboot.
Oh, wait. Oh, my God. I'm probably late to the train on this, but as I was going through all the awesome, like, stuff that's a new release on PlayStation Network, Kane and Lynch are totally downloadable skins for Lara Croft.
Oh, yeah, I saw that. Nice.
That just doesn't seem appealing to me. I'm sorry.
I want it. Which one throws the spear?
I don't know. That's like, I was looking at that going,
if you know what I mean.
I kind of want to play this with that.
Wait, can you play them from the naked level?
Yes. Awesome. That's the only way to play them.
Is it
pixelated? They're fat, cut up bodies.
That's great.
Oh, man.
Pixelated from like Nintendo.
It's just one pixel.
But they look like the image that's provided shows the Kane and Lynch from Kane and Lynch 1, not Kane and Lynch 2. Bummer. So I'm like,
maybe they look too similar. They couldn't render the mullet effectively enough in.
Well, dude, in Kane and Lynch 2, they both
Peach
like,
Square and you can't tell the difference
between those two guys at all. They sound the same. They look practically the same.
Yep. There's a lot of facial hair in that game, which I'm in full support of, but bad game.
Yeah.
Great facial hair does not a good game make.
Unless
if Pac-Man grew a beard, would you like it more?
Yes.
Unless it's Dr. Barber's shaving extraordinaire. I don't think we should.
If that was if you just put a sweet mustache on Pac-Man, would he just become Professor Pac-Man?
Professor Pac.
Well, you'd have to have glasses too.
Monocle.
Monocle.
Sir Pac-Man.
Sir Pac-Man.
Gobble gobble. Anyway, let's talk about this. There's. So basically what it boils down to is get your copy of Game Informer because they're going to have full coverage on it. You know, Crystal Dynamics is doing a new Tomb Raider and it's going to be a reboot and it's forget everything you knew about Tomb Raider.
We're going to redo it.
Marcus Fenix.
Yeah, it's just going to be like an origin story of Lara Croft.
Yeah.
So yeah, hey, great. Sounds interesting. I'm not a big Tomb Raider fan.
Oh, that's where it's going to come. I get it now. Yeah, totally. That's why there was a Gears of War 3 release or
delay.
Yeah,
because it's gonna come out and Marcus Fenix is gonna be in the Mortal Kombat. They couldn't get him to show up to the set.
Oh, that's one. Yeah, we didn't talk about for Mortal Kombat.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Marcus Fenix.
That's a great call right there.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Marcus Fenix.
And he turns into a Brumac.
Yeah.
Fatality space laser done. You guys nailed that.
No, his fatalities would just be
curb stomp.
Sawing through dudes.
Yep. Tag out to be Dom.
Yeah.
Actually, Dom just follows him through the match and doesn't do anything.
Just stands there.
Occasionally he has to
revive
him.
In the background going,
yeah, you get the cold train.
Yeah. His fatality just gets a call from Anya.
Yes.
Or, you know what? No, wait. Just.
No, he's
his
like,
fatality is called Tenshitons.
Tenshitons.
It's the space laser that just blows the hell out.
Yeah, he puts his fingers up there. He goes, Anya, now!
Uh-huh.
And
fire it! And then you have to press. One-button fatality because you have to press it at the active reload point.
I think Marcus Fenix could work in that.
I think you're absolutely.
I think
you
can't believe that.
We're joking aside. I think that is a great idea for a MK character.
Yeah, sure. Why not?
He's palette swap,
rough and tumble, and there's more gore in that game than
he's Marcus the biggest Fenix human being I've ever seen.
Palette swap, no headband.
Yeah,
you've heard it here first.
Yeah. What?
Just no
gross scars.
Turns out he's got an afro
coming out.
Yeah.
Turns out the guy's got an afro.
No, man. He's just got like gross bald head with like brain bits leaking out. Ugh.
Yeah, I can see him being a shaved head.
Let's talk about something other than this right now. For PlayStation Network, you can download absolutely nothing. There is Alien Breed 2 Assault, Qui-Lone Evolve, Kung Fu Live. That's it. That is it. There's nothing else.
Sweet.
There is nothing else. Nintendo. WiiWare. Fluidity. Racers Islands. Crazy Arenas. That's a lot of plurals and possessives. Racers Islands. Crazy Arenas.
Racers Islands. Crazy Arenas.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
is that really a
please,
quad S's?
Please like, ask me there? To read this one.
You need... Griff, will you read that one?
I will
Good.
Read you this next
Good.
One.
Can you explain that?
Fireplacing. 500 points. Turn your television into a virtual fireplace equipped with realistic
Wait, this
graphics
is for WiiWare?
And a fire effect that will almost make
popping?
You want to warm your hands by it.
Is there popping?
Prepare the wood. Light
Wait,
the fire
this is a game? Like you interact with, you don't just turn this
I
on.
I should have chosen a different voice here. Prepare the wood, light the fire and stroke
Wait, let
it.
Let me turn on the disco music.
Or, if you prefer, choose the automatic option. Have the fireplace on your screen while you eat with your family.
It's bad enough that they sell DVDs and Blu-rays.
Celebrate with friends or dine with your partner. There are fireplaces for every occasion.
Only $5.
500 Wii points.
Awesome.
For the Wii.
This is why I want a Wii. This is why I want a Wii.
Is it in HD, though?
No. Let me just reiterate.
No, only if you wear the glasses. The answer is only no. Only if you wear glasses.
Realistic graphics and a fire effect that will almost make you want to warm up your hands by it.
God, I kind of want to... Is there
a single fire effect?
Wait, is there a demo for this game?
No. And no.
Did Treyarch work on this?
No, unfortunately, no. It's by...
No one.
Actually, it it's by Corner Entertainment. Corner with a K. So, really good.
Corn.
It's also rated E for everyone. That is...
Oh, there's no cursing.
How is that not just, like, not rated?
Because they wrote the greatest freaking... Because it's fire, and you're teaching children to play with fire.
And wood.
Oh.
And they talk about wood.
Does it give reasons why it's rated E?
Wood.
Alcohol. No, it doesn't alcohol give reasons. Virtual Console. Wolf of the Battlefield. Commando. Yep.
Okay.
Oh, nice. I'm not familiar with this game, but apparently you take control of Super Joe and shoot your way upwards into enemy territory. So,
Super Joe.
I am all for Super Joe. Mild violence and use of tobacco, even better.
Super Joe does smoke.
So that must be like one of those Bionic Commando spin-off things, like the top down movie uppy.
Yeah.
Up.
Movie uppy.
What is it called? I can't think of it right now.
Downly
uply. Down uply levels, yeah.
I don't know. Like
that. It's that.
Top down, up
here
down.
Here comes another
up left.
Great one.
Sweet.
Sun.
Sun
Capcom.
It's Sun. Oh, Capcom.
Yeah.
The creator of such fine games as
Sun.
Everything.
Experience the original adventures of the Monkey King in this action packed side scrolling adventure. Blah, 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 blah. Don't care. Nintendo DSiWare. I've never put those sounds together. Dairojo. Samurai Defenders. Dairojo. Dairojo! Samurai Defenders. That's it. That's $8.
I just love the I've never put those sounds together.
Have you ever seen? It's like D-A-I-R-O-J-O. When have you ever said that in English?
Wait, I'm sorry. I spaced out. What?
Dairojo. Dairojo. Space Ace.
Okay.
I say that every time I ask a table for bread.
You say, Space Ace. You say, Rhythmic Rock Edition. That's a game.
Sweet.
And that's it. And I'm not going to read any more of those. Because why read anything after Fireplace? Fireplacing.
Ultimate game.
Fireplacing. Game of the year.
Week. Game of the year.
Game of the year, hands down. Let's talk about stuff that's coming out this week. The week of the 7th, which I don't think we said before. Yep, there's really nothing. Tron Evolution for DS. Wii.
I'm going to play that.
PS3 and Xbox 360.
Play parts of it anyway.
Blah. I'm sorry, the Wii version is actually called Tron Evolution Battle Grids. SBKX Superbike World Championship. PS3, probably 360. World of Warcraft Cataclysm out this week.
That thing.
Oh, that's the one that's coming out this year.
That one. Yu-Gi-Oh! 5D's Dual Transfer. Talked about last week.
Coming out with 5D's for a while.
5D's, buddy.
When is 7D? Even 60.
That's it, man. That is it. And you know what? Since we're not going to have an episode next week, guess what's coming out later? Nothing.
Nothing. Not until January.
Oh, that's something I forgot to mention in news. I haven't been able to post it because it's been an exclusive of another website right now. Mm-hmm. But Back to the Future game has got a trailer by from Telltale.
Oh.
Back to the Future game. Point-and-click adventures.
Who has the...
I'll tell you later.
Okay.
But the video is freaking awesome because they got Huey Lewis in the news back in time as the song, and
no
it's
way.
Gonna be like a 5-episode deal, just like Sam and Max was.
Nice.
And it's coming out starting in December of this year.
Dun dun dun.
And I will be buying it all because I love it.
Cool. No.
I also watched Back to the Future 2 recently.
Oh, yeah.
I watched number one recently.
That's great. Yeah,
do you guys remember the beginning of that movie?
No.
No, I totally remember the beginning of the first one.
I don't think I had ever seen it, and I saw it. I was like,
it was when he's awesome. Is he spying on the chick? Is that what it is?
No.
Oh, okay. I don't know then.
Wait, which part are you talking about?
That's what the dad was doing, right? His dad?
No. Like, Marty McFly's dad was spying. He walks into Doc's laboratory. Uh-huh. There's all these crazy inventions that we thought we'd all have in the year 2000 or something.
Uh-huh.
And it's like, feed the dog this, or... You don't remember this at all? He had speakers the size of a house.
Oh, yeah, his lab. Yeah, I remember the big speaker.
Yeah.
I don't remember anything else, though.
I don't think I'd ever seen the beginning of Back to the Future 1.
I don't remember.
I vaguely remember Back to the Future 2. I need to go watch
that. It's what it boils down to.
Yes.
There's a third one, right?
It sucks.
It doesn't suck. It's not as good as the first two.
I just vaguely remember those two. Okay.
I just remember, blue, pink, yellow smoke at the end.
I don't know what you're talking
about. In the train?
I did not like that movie.
Oh, well, never mind.
Back to the Future 2.
Boop, boop.
Yeah. Let me check the emails here quickly, just on a lark.
I checked them earlier today.
We're good?
So, unless something showed up.
Okay. Well, we will do that here just briefly. You guys want to talk about something while I do this?
There was another game that I just realized that I have been playing that is by Telltale Games that...
Pinball FX 2.
Well, at first I was ashamed I put it in, but I was bored since there was nothing to play until I decided to pick up New Vegas. But I started playing CSI Hard Evidence.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually not bad.
Yeah.
Like if you like those kinds of like point and click adventure, like put the pieces of the puzzle together kind of games, there's something actually pretty decent about that game. The only problems I have with that game is like you cannot use analog sticks to go through menus. You just use D-pad. And I don't want to use that stupid D-pad that Microsoft thinks is...
Dude, that's all I want for Christmas, is the new
D-pad. The new controller? Yep. I kind of want that, too. I think it looks so classy.
If you're listening, anyone out there, D-pad.
Just send it
to Ryan.
Send it right to the Boss Barrel.
Email it.
Radio studio.
To
yes, studio.
BBR@BossBarrel.com. Yeah. And care of Ryan, at Brian Cusack. And we'll make sure we get it to him. And that's going to be it for this episode of Boss Barrel Radio, episode 20. Thanks for listening, everybody. See you in 2 weeks. We're going to take a week off. We're going to talk about our Game of the Year stuff. And it's just may not be around. It's going to be hard to announce the holiday season.
See you next year.
Yeah, well, maybe. I mean, may have to do some... We'll see.
We'll see.
We'll see. You know, if we were sent a bunch of emails, we could do like an all-email show.
Yeah,
but you know what?
We could do...
You guys are doing this to yourself.
Yeah. We could do more if you gave us more.
Yeah. So all we got to work with is just Game of the Year stuff that we'll talk about on the air. But
yeah,
we'll see how it goes. Anyway, thanks for listening. Bye.